It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, and here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be recording another edition of the City Desk podcast. This program is being recorded on Thursday, April 11th at 10:35, and we're at the Lopez Cuevas Public Safety Center. Cecilia, we are over here today because so much is being invested in public safety right now with spring break happening this weekend. We've got crews on the highway right now, don't we?
We do, yes. Spring break is this weekend, and crews are out. Public Works crews are out right now putting cones in place for the traffic plan. It's the traffic plan that the police department employs every year for spring break. They have traffic plans for every event, major event that goes on in the city of Biloxi. And what the public works crews are doing are placing the cones, just putting them out in place if it's needed. The traffic plan will only go into full effect or full venting if there is gridlock. If there's a lot of traffic and they see that it's not moving smoothly, they will put their full plan into effect where the two innermost lanes will be open to emergency vehicles only, and then the two outermost lanes will be for all the traffic to go, to travel. And again, this will only be put into effect if it's needed. And when it is needed, we will send out a B alert. If you text Biloxi to 888-777, we will send out an alert when the plan goes into full effect to let everybody know that the two middle lanes are for emergency personnel only.
And we talk a lot about public safety for this event, but we want everyone to come here and have a great time, just like for Mardi Gras, cruise, and scraping, everything else throughout the year. But one of the biggest things that the city has the responsibility for is to make sure emergency vehicles can travel from one end of town to the other. So as such, one lane is reserved if needed. The police department has a habit of not wanting to interfere with the flow of traffic if it is flowing nicely. However, if they see gridlock, this plan will go into effect. You can't do the plan on a moment's notice unless you have the traffic cones in place. That's why they're going out tonight. Right now. It's a six-hour process, by the way, to put these cones out. Having said all of that, one of the things that the intelligence unit of the police department is finding is that there doesn't seem to be, right now, a lot of advance interest in the way of hotel reservations. So we're seeing smaller numbers on that, but the police department and the fire department and the city in general must be prepared to handle any increase in traffic on a moment's notice. Cecilia, we skipped over one thing before you get to your special guest. We have been talking about the new part of Howard Avenue, which the mayor says is an old part. We've been talking about that for months, if not years. Where are we on that?
Well, if you have driven by there, you will see that it is open to traffic. The vehicles are going back and forth on the road. Actually, I told Vincent earlier that I take the Bayview exit every morning on the way to work just so I can go down the new Howard Avenue. But it is open, but it will officially open with the ribbon cutting next week on the 16th, I believe, at 4:06 p.m.?
4:06.
Yeah, and explain why that is.
4:06 is a nod to a bookie joint that was located on Magnolia. Why we're focusing on that, I have no idea.
God bless the bagmen.
Yes, there's that, and the location of the actual ribbon cutting is going to be at the corner of Rue Magnolia and Howard Avenue, which is apparently the once famous location or infamous location of the Union Bar, which apparently was another notorious hangout in downtown Biloxi. So we got that iconic Elsie's building at one end, but instead we're going to go down there where the Union Bar was. This is what you call local color. That's what the mayor wants this road to be, and for a $2 million project that goes from Raynor all the way over to past Bradford O'Keefe, we're looking at securing at least a $54 million development right there with the Bark Building and four other buildings. And then down the road, Community Bank is going to be locating their new Biloxi presence right there at the corner of Lemieux and Howard.
And as the mayor has said, what he's looking for, which could be very exciting, and that is businesses on the ground floor and living space above.
Well, the developer that's on the hook for this, he has already bought 5 buildings. He's already signed paperwork with the city of Biloxi that says he will begin work in October of this year. He will be completed. I can't remember if it was 2020 or 2021. 2021, he will be complete with his work. The reason he wants to do that is because he gets some tax incentives from the city of Biloxi. The quicker he can get up and running, the quicker he can begin enjoying these tax incentives. What if he doesn't do anything? He gets no tax incentives, and he's already made the investment on the buildings. So the mayor looked at this like it was a no-brainer. We do this, we're going to attract business, we're going to attract interest, we're going to attract development. The plan is to have 300 one, two, and three bedroom units in downtown Biloxi. There's going to be 250,000 square feet of retail. We're talking specialty restaurants. We're talking other entertainment-related businesses. In addition to that, 20,000 square feet of office space on top of what we already have. It almost sounds unbelievable, but paperwork is in place. Money has been spent. So that's Howard Avenue. Now, I'm going to stop because you have been working with the police department, Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, on an important recruitment drive. And you've been working closely with a special guest we have today. Take over the show.
Thanks, Vincent. Yes, we have. Yeah, the police department has been working on a recruitment project, which they're always looking for some of the finest officers to come to Biloxi. But right now we have an officer that's kind of taken this over and helped put together a flyer and working on a campaign who will actually be on WXXV today talking about the recruitment. So you can probably go online and see that later on to see his interview. But we have an investigator with us, Investigator Granver Everett. Welcome.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been with the police department and what your role is here at the PD.
Okay. Well, I've been with the police department here about 10 years now. My role here at the police department is over the professional standards unit. Also, we have a recruiting program and accreditation built into the actual professional standards unit.
So you said you're over the, what's the first part you said?
Professional standards unit. It covers internal affairs, recruiting, and accreditation.
This is something that you don't see a lot of departments do, and there's a lot of accountability in that. You must be really proud to see that the department is realizing that standard, and you go through it, what, every year?
Yes. Well, absolutely. We kind of pride ourselves here in Biloxi as being one of the top law enforcement agencies in the state, if not the world. So in order to kind of, I guess, throw it out there, we have to maintain our standards and not just talk the talk, we got to walk the talk.
Walk as well.
I have to agree with you, and I'm kind of biased because my dad's a Biloxi police officer for years, so I have to agree with you. But I will say also when I worked in HR, human resources, I have to say when people would come in looking for a job as a police officer, they always wanted to come to Biloxi because you do have a reputation of being kind of one of the best. You know, you do hold the officers to a higher standard.
Oh, correct. Absolutely. You know, we have policies and procedures in place, and you know, it's on us to ensure that we're following policies and procedures. Nowadays, with law enforcement, things are ever-changing. There's always evolving events taking place. There are events that are happening throughout the world that may not happen here in Mississippi or Biloxi alone, but it affects us in law enforcement. So we can all learn from mistakes that have been made in the past, whether it be here, whether it be with other agencies, and we just continue to grow.
And in my travels among the business community as well as in the media, this department, and police department I should say, holds a very high and prestigious level of people's attention and respect.
True, and that comes to our other thing, recruitment. So then you want officers to come in to be able to fill those spots. I believe the police chief has said that you're still not back at the level of officers that you were for before Hurricane Katrina, and the chief is always striving to meet that level. I know that things have kind of changed in the department, so you're always needing good officers to come in. Tell us a little bit about what it takes to become a Biloxi police officer.
Well, the very first thing it takes is you being at least 21 years of age. If you're 21 years old, automatically that kind of puts you in a pool and you start your qualification process. Obviously, the end result is people with good, high moral character. That's the only way we're going to be able to continue moving forward and have an outstanding agency. But 21 years of age, you have to be at least, you have to have a high school diploma or GED or an equivalent. With that, you have to pass an extensive background investigation. We have the CVSA or polygraph. A lot of people, they're more familiar with polygraph. But we do the CVSA, which is a voice stress analysis, in-depth background check. So, again, everything that we do is geared towards getting people with that high moral character.
And then the first step is to complete a public safety application, which you can get off the city's website at biloxi.ms.us. Just click on Human Resources on the side and complete the public safety. We have two on there. You want the larger one. It is public safety. You do have to have it complete with all the information, and the application is confidential. It just goes to the police department, and they need that information for a background check. But after that, then they're signed up for a test. You have to complete two tests before they can move on to the rest of the process, correct?
Right, correct. We have the physical agility test. You know, once you get past the physical agility test, we'll roll right into the civil service entrance exam. Upon successful completion of both tests, then we'll move right into the background check of these, or background stages of the application process.
And what does the physical agility entail?
Well, oh boy, here we go.
You know, just come out a couple physical agility tests, which we have the mile and a half run in itself. Everything with the mile and a half run is, it's based on age. You know, we have everything grouped off. So people need not to be afraid. Like, they just have to be a, you know, top Olympic style, you know, athlete to actually pass the physical agility test. But you have your mile and a half run. You have the agility test, which is very fun in itself. So if you're afraid of that, I can assure you that it's fun. And then we have trunk flex, and, you know, there's push-ups and that we try to get you set up. So it's very easy. It's not as intimidating as people think. It's fun, actually. So we're not going to hold you. We don't expect you to have 100%, you know, as far as points go. But if you come down, give us your all, we do have confidence in you passing, and we look forward to moving to the next stages.
Yeah, and I would say y'all did change it, right, to gear towards the academy. Before, they used to have to jump over a wall and push a car and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, so they complete the physical agility, then they'll take the written test, and then they'll go through the process. Mm-hmm. What happens after they complete all this process? Do they become a police officer? Do they have? When do they go to academy? Tell us about that.
Well, upon successful completion of the actual application process and you are hired with the Biloxi Police Department, you're required to do an 11-week academy. Once you get to the academy, it's just like anything else that's building a foundation. You have to have a good foundation in order to kind of start building a solid career in law enforcement. There's two different, actually, avenues that you can take. If you're an entry-level officer, meaning you don't have any prior law enforcement experience, then you're going to come in as that entry-level officer, and you're required to do that academy. If you are a prior law enforcement officer and you have at least 3 years of experience and you're in good standing and you have taken and passed a civil service exam at some point, you're considered a lateral transfer. And that lateral transfer, upon successful completion of the application process, will not have to go back through the academy. Depending upon what certifications this officer has, there may be some refresher training at the academy, but it won't be a full academy. And that path is kind of the quicker path to actually getting people in uniforms and on the street, helping us keep Biloxi safe.
And then, of course, becoming a police officer, there's a lot of different divisions that you have. That becoming an officer, it's not just riding around in the car and writing traffic tickets. There's a lot of different divisions that you have inside the department that they can grow and become part of, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. Everybody comes in, you know, obviously starts out on patrol, and patrol is fun. You know, no 2 days are the same. It's always changing. You know, we like to refer to it as a roller coaster ride. 1 minute you could be chasing the bad guy, the next minute you can be pulling somebody from a car, the next minute you could just be on the side of the road talking to kids because they have an interest in law enforcement. But, you know, you're going to stay on patrol at least 3 years. After your third year, you know, there's openings in other units within the department, whether it's K-9, whether it's the bomb squad. We have crime scene investigators, criminal investigators, special crime investigators, the traffic division. We have search and rescue, bicycle division, there's professional standards, community relations. It's kind of like whatever it is that you feel like you would want to do, we offer it here at Biloxi. So the opportunities here are endless.
That's right. And so there's a lot of things that you can do just, you know, become an officer and to be part of. And anything else you want to tell us about recruitment or let anybody else know who's interested in becoming a police officer?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say this is a very rewarding career. We are attending several different job fairs. So far, we've reached out and done job fairs at the Navy base in Gulfport. We've done job fairs here at Keesler Air Force Base here in Biloxi. We just completed the governor's job fair this past Tuesday. We're doing a job fair at William Carey University tomorrow, actually. And so wherever we can go, we're going to put ourselves out there and advertise our department. One of the big things with me is, for the city, I think we all kind of bear the burden a little bit of trying to get good officers and good people out there to protect our streets. So as far as the community goes, we would like the community, if you know of anybody who has an interest in law enforcement, even if, you know, they're kind of afraid or, you know, right there on the line, kind of nudge them, encourage them to come see us. You know, we offer ride-along programs. If you have an interest in law enforcement, you just want to see the day-to-day operation of a patrol officer, you know, you can reach out to us and we can try to get you scheduled for a ride-along program. We did a job fair Tuesday that I mentioned. We were telling people, how about you come down, bring your family down, and we'll sit down and talk with your family to kind of try to put them at ease and make them feel comfortable. So for the community, if the community wants good people as well, and you know somebody, refer them to us. We can be contacted in our offices. You can use phone number 228-702-3121. Also, if you want to do it by means of email, we have bpdapplicant@ms.us, and you send us an email that comes directly to our email accounts here at the city. We'll look them up. We'll reach out to you. We're open. We want good qualified people, and we look forward to meeting anybody who wants to help us serve the community.
Awesome. Well, I thank you, and I thank you for your service. And if anybody wants to get in touch with you personally, how will they contact you?
It'll be the same number, 228-702-3121. That number is my direct office number.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming. And again, thank you for your service.
Thanks for your time. It's been a pleasure.
You told me he was the real thing. You were not kidding. He answered every single question.
And some.
He covered every base. What makes you the proudest of the Biloxi Police Department, number one? And number two, do you have a funny story from your years of service?
All right. What makes me proudest? Prior to being in law enforcement, I was serving the United States Air Force. And my last 2 years of my enlisted career, I did here in Biloxi at Keesler Air Force Base. Well, it's one of those things where I fell in love with being here in Biloxi, so I never left. And I knew that I wanted to be a police officer, and I knew that I was going to stay here. So even in the military, we knew Biloxi was the best of the best. Not to knock any other agencies, but we knew Biloxi was the best of the best. And that's what, as far as me being here in Biloxi and being proud of it, again, anything that we're going to say is the best, we have to go out, ensure that we're doing our best. We have to get the best people for the job, and we have to keep our community safe.
And then he said, any interesting stories?
Oh, well, interesting or embarrassing?
Either one.
Well, the most embarrassing thing that has happened here to me is one night I was working night shift on patrol. I was up in North Biloxi, shall remain nameless as to where. But I did a traffic stop on a car. It was speeding, and it had just finished raining, slick roads, and talking to the driver of the car. Everything was fine. Driver was cooperative, no issues whatsoever. Well, the one thing that I didn't take into account was the side of the road and how wet it was. And as I'm walking back to my car, I actually slipped and fell in the mud right there in front of the driver. And the driver's all freaked out. His hands, I didn't do anything. And I'm all muddy. And so I look at the driver and I say, sir, I'm so sorry. Just, you can go. And so the driver drove off. And I remember driving to the truck stop up in North Biloxi because I got to clean off. And and as I walk in, there's a guy walking out, and he's like, ooh, if you look like that, what does the other person look like? So I just walked straight to the bathroom, and that was my moment of embarrassment, and it just, like, it would never end. So
this is one of the officers who make the Biloxi Police Department what it is today. Personable, professional, serving with integrity. And if you want to be a part of that department, and we have strived to make this department a reflection of the community without lowering standards and keeping standards up for everybody. Mayor Holloway used to say it, Mayor Gillish has said it, we have the best paid, best trained, best equipped police and fire departments anywhere you will find, and you can see it every day. Cecilia, anything else? Thank you again.
My pleasure.
This weekend, the city is holding its citywide Easter extravaganza, which will be Saturday, September the 13th, 2 to 4, at Hiller Park at the softball fields. There is also the special needs egg hunt, which will be Sunday, April the 14th, also at Hiller Park, and it will be from 12 to 3 p.m. Both of those egg hunts are free. And then just a reminder that on Monday, April the 15th, is when late registration starts for the summer playground. Biloxi resident registration will be Saturday, April the 20th. And as always, all that information is on our website at biloxi.ms.us.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.